quiet in here. So I got 2 minutes.
Where's all the peeps?
I was wondering if anybody's gonna show up.
Probably.
We've officially became boring. Nobody
wants to come. Leo, I got your W-2 in the office. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Was his place the place that got, the guy got shot?
Yeah, they get shot there all the time.
Yeah.
Wait till 6. You're in charge.
Right. Why you don't take my picture?
So that means another 4 years.
That was fun the first time around. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Now you gotta switch.
It keeps you young,
sure.
Right?
It did, actually.
This is the smallest meeting ever. Is COVID doing that? Jeez. Who are we going to go to watch a Lupus with? And it's a Friday night, Mark.
I know.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're all there waiting for you.
Yeah, that's what it must be.
Okay, I'd like to call the organizational meeting to order January 2nd, 2026. Present this evening, Mr. Mayfield.
Hey, present.
Mr. Bardo.
Here.
Mr. Schuster.
Here.
Also, oh, you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance?
I guess I was on there.
Okay.
No. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let a note also present this evening is our fiscal officer, Michelle Nowakowski, our township administrator, Leo Britson, department heads, Chief Mike Bailey with the fire, Chief Chris Kaiser with police, and our road and park manager, or superintendent, I'm sorry, Ryan Brenninger. At this time, there will be nominations for chairperson of the Washington Township Board of Trustees, 2026.
Nominate Brian. All right, I thought about this. I told everybody it's time for me to take a year off. And I'd like to nominate Don Bartow for chairman of the Board of Trustees.
Second.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
All right, you're on deck. You want to lead center chair, or you want to work from there for now?
I'll work from there.
Okay.
At this time, the meeting will be turned over to our chairperson, Don Bardo.
All right, I would like to make a motion, or I would like to nominate someone for the vice chair. That would be Mark Schuster.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes.
Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
All right. We need to set the office closed holiday dates for 2026. I'll make a motion to set the dates as follows. New Year's Day, Martin Luther King. Do I need to read the dates on this thing?
No.
Okay.
I think we
all know when they are.
Yeah.
Martin Luther. Right. Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, Labor Day. Wait a minute. Independence Day, Saturday, July 4th, observed on Friday, July the 3rd. That might make a difference. Labor Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve Day, and Christmas Day.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. I'll make a motion to set the administrative office hours, same as they were before, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And make a motion to set the trustee meeting dates and times for 2026. Meetings will be held the second Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m.
I'll
Second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. I'd like to make a resolution to approve the creation of purchase orders and blanket certificates for 2026 set at or below $50,000, which are necessary to pay township expenses.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. I'd like to make a resolution to approve the ability to move appropriations within each fund at fund level.
I'll second it.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bargo?
Yes. All right. I'll start with a motion to make the splits for the Shoreland building expenses for 2026. We need to have some discussion on this. That's why we've got you guys all here. So before last year, it was fire was 60%, police was 20%, general 15%, roads and the parks were 2.5% and 2.5%. And I know there had been some discussion back in like October, November about this. And I know we had said we would discuss it further at the 2026 meeting. So here we are. So anybody have any thoughts or?
I don't think there's going to be any split that everybody's going to be happy with.
Right.
It. That being said, I'm not opposed to just continuing it as is.
Okay.
And I agree with Mark. There is no magic answer. You can go by square footage, you can go by this, go by that. But this is a number that got worked up years ago, and I don't have a problem with the number either at this point in time.
Okay.
So if you make the motion to stay the same.
All right. I'll make a motion to keep the split the same as it was for the Shoreland building expenses for 2026.
I'll second that.
Excuse me real quick. Are you okay with continuing what we're doing by splitting it five ways for toilet
same
paper, paper towel?
Before, yep.
Okay. Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. I discussed the split of Ryan's salary for 2026. Again, this is something that came up, I believe, in November. As far as working with the police department, doing things for the police department, doing maintenance around this building, maintenance for the fire department, etc. So I don't know how... I don't even remember where we landed with that before. Was it
5%? I asked Shelley what works for her because I don't want to do these percentages that create a lot of extra math. She had suggested and just splitting it between police and general, not fire in particular. General covers the building. And you, what was your suggestion? I don't remember exactly, 2 hours each or something like that.
Okay, well, I asked Ryan, and he said 5% of his wages based on an 80-hour, you know, biweekly pay. Was spent towards police, and then 5% towards general. And so that would be 5% is 4 hours, and that's $104. And it'd be $2,704 annually coming out of police budget and also coming out of general. If it's to be consistently taken out as 4 hours per pay. And sometimes if he goes on vacation and so forth, he wouldn't be working necessarily for police or general during that time. So we could edit those hours and not have it come out while he's on vacation. And I suggest, I looked back at what we did for Brian years ago, and it was a separate wage line item for Brian when he was paid under police. And I suggest doing the same thing for Ryan, having it under a separate wage line item. One for police and one for general. And that way, it's if it's put in the percentage bracket under his title for roads and park, then if he works, let's say, over 80 hours, it would also have the percentage go up, and it would make the budget off a little bit if they're counting on only $104 each pay. It would throw their budgets off that way. So I suggest doing it per line item, and it would show up in reports better too under the police and general reports if I do it on a separate wage line item.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be easier if you just did, if it's 104, if you just did 105 and no percentage?
No.
That way, if it fluctuates, it doesn't change?
No. I can put in there that it's typically 4 hours, and I can edit it if he's on vacation and not working for him, but it will automatically program it that way.
Again, this is another one. There's no formula that's going to be accurate. If we treat him like a lawyer and he's got to count for every 15 minutes, we don't need to do that. But we need to show that he's not being paid 100% for roads and doing things for other departments. Roads can't carry that. This at least makes it look good on the on paperwork that we are trying to make sure we're spending each fund's money the right way. So whatever you suggest, you mentioned to me, and I'm fine with that, 2 hours for each of the two.
And when if it comes down to overtime, I wanted to say too, general and police should not have any overtime. It should any overtime should come out of his road and park budget.
Yep.
Okay, so 5% from police and 5% from general?
It's four hours per
two
pay.
Hours each. 2 hours each, okay.
No, so
2.5%.
2 hours per week for police and general. So it's 4 hours per pay for police and 4 hours per pay for general. Okay. And I can edit that if he certifies that he doesn't work, you know, that amount, you know, if he's on vacation or so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, I make a motion to split Ryan's pay between the police and the general at 2 hours from the general and 2 hours from pay per week, or police per week.
Per week.
Per week, okay. For 2026.
Amend that to no overtime or vacations.
No overtime or vacations.
All right, I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster.
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Barber?
Yes. See, we just took your vacation time away.
That's all right.
See, we did that. We snuck that in. Jerry
I don't
snuck
ever
that
get away.
All right. I'll make a motion to approve the appointment of Becky Baudette as a zoning alternate for 2026.
I'll second that.
I thought we already did that.
Yeah, no, we should have done it in December and forgot to.
I thought we did.
Yeah.
Of course, Sharon, we did.
Just herself. Alternate is renewed every single year. Everybody else is on 5-year terms.
Right, but who was the alternate?
She's alternate still current.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. Make a motion to approve reinvesting the interest received from Huntington and distribute proportionately by pooled fund balances.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right. I'll make a motion to establish a trustee and fiscal officer's payment schedule and from which fund it's going to come out of. Both the trustees and fiscal officer payments at 26 pays per year based on fiscal officer's schedule to be taken from the general fund.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. And I'd like to make a resolution to permit the internet auction on GovDeals for the sale of unneeded, obsolete, or unfit personal property of Washington Township, Lucas County, Ohio for 2026 calendar year.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bardo?
Yes. All right, we've reached the end of the...
Can I say one more thing? I think there should be like a job description for Ryan for anything that he does for general and anything he does for police, so I could put that on file as well.
Yeah. Well, he does
his job
pretty much everything. It's hard to describe that.
Building maintenance would be his big thing.
Yeah. Building maintenance
something could be written as far as that goes. I mean...
General repairs wage. Maybe and just keep it...
Yeah. General repairs for the police. Well, you also do the tow lot thing once in a while.
Washington Township maintenance man.
There you go.
That covers everything.
Yeah. But, I mean, instead of just saying it, could we have something in writing?
We need to find a copy of his current job description and just add to it. We can add to it at next meeting or whatever.
Okay.
If we need to do that at a meeting, I think we can add and take off duties without doing it through a meeting. But
Just put down entertainment officer.
Ooh!
You gotta change my status.
And the Gov deals, that's a resolution, not a motion, right? Does that have to be a resolution?
I believe it does.
I'm gonna say so too, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it has to be redubbed every year.
I know it. I saw in the Blade a couple days ago, the city of Toledo had that same thing in there.
Okay.
Public notices in the Blade.
There's a resolution.
I said, okay, they do it every year too.
Okay.
Yeah, though John told me that.
Of course, they're not saying Gov deals. They're just saying any internet auction site.
Chris is bringing me cars every month, every 2 weeks. Those were doing the two every 2 week meetings. And he was bringing those cars every 2 weeks. Like, dude, let's just do a blanket motion for that. So, all right. With that said, I'd make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 6:15 p.m.
I'll second.
Roll call, Mr. Schuster?
Yes.
Mr. Mayfield?
Yes.
Mr. Bartle?
Yes. I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight.
Great crowd.
Yeah, good crowd. Very enthusiastic.
He's on the record for the shortest meeting, too, probably.
Start.
14 minutes. Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. They're in special meetings. Last longer than that.
Well, that means that they were well organized and put together with the agendas, right?
With your, when you made your additions and I read them, it's, oh, she's right. Proportionally, not equal shares.
Yeah.
When I saw that, oh, she.
So do you have the resolution for the Gov deals, too?
I don't have that, no.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll type it up.
Printer. Who's here?
What is it?
The resolution for the Gov deals, I'll have to type it.
Catching up on your work there, are you?
Is somebody printing that?
Mike is, yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
He was waiting until it was over to hit.
Hit print.
Where's the sign is off here?
Brian's
staff
description.
Jack of all trades, master of some.
Of none.
I say some.
Yeah, yeah.
Some, I'm bad.
I'll tell him, he's on the ball with the snow. This I'll say this year because
I've been hearing that as I'm working.
Get used to the robot, man. Already?
Oh, yeah.